For a long time, the Lady in White was thought to be Titian's lover, and that's how she was listed in the inventory of the collection in Modena in 1663. For Francesco Scanelli, an art critic at that time, this was one of Titian's best works, and he noted it was a completely truthful picture of Titian's lover. In 1765, the first catalogue of the Royal Paintings Gallery in Dresden described the Lady in White as a portrait of Titian's mistress. In 1826, over 50 years later, this classification was called into question. 12 years afterwards, that reference was removed from the catalogue entirely. With the development of art history as an academic subject in the second half of the 19th century, scholars started to research the mystery around this Lady in White. The specialists in the field at that time believed this was actually a portrait of Titian's daughter Lavinia. Certainly, Titian's comment that the woman in the portrait was his dearest and most valuable being would suggest a daughter more than a lover. For a time, experts even thought this portrait showed Lavinia as a recently married woman. However, our collection also has a Titian generally regarded as a portrait of Lavinia, and she bears no resemblance at all to the Lady in White. It was Hans Posse, director of the collection from 1910, who first rejected this attribution as erroneous, and gave the painting the new title of Portrait of a Lady in White. Finally, Charles Hope, a British art historian, put forward the idea that the Lady in White is actually Amelia, another of Titian's daughters and probably illegitimate. But there is no documented evidence for any portraits of her we could compare with the Lady in White. So, whoever the model was for this work, it seems quite likely that here Titian was presenting an ideal of beauty, the Belladonna Veneziana, the beautiful Venetian lady. After all, Venetian art already had a tradition of depicting ideal beauty, an ideal introduced by Giorgione in the early 16th century, and which rapidly became extremely popular in that city.